joining us now to explain the complexities of conventions is presidential historian Doug Wee. Doug, good to see you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Maria.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
So an open convention, a brokered convention, a contested convention. Are they all the same thing?
Not necessarily. Contested convention usually means that one of the state delegations is contested. The process of selecting them at the state convention may have had errors, and so the national convention discusses it. A brokered convention, open convention, that's when one of the candidates does not have enough delegates to control the convention, and he needs other delegates from other contenders to establish the rules and to pick the nominee.
So how do you think this plays out?
Well, there's going to be a lot of bargaining going on. When you see the tote board at Fox News and when you see the numbers in the New York Times, they say these delegates are pledged to Rubio or to Cruz or to Trump. They're not really necessarily Trump delegates. They are bound by the respective state laws of the party to vote for him on the first ballot. The only delegates that are truly his are the ones he can pick up the telephone and call them, and he knows their kids' names and their dog names. Donald Trump has been brilliant at branding and at event planning, but he has been terrible at establishing a ground game. Mitt Romney probably has more delegates than Donald Trump.
Doug, are you saying, though, that so if Trump goes into, he's not at the 1237, he goes into the convention, that even delegates that were awarded to him, so to speak, in victories in certain states, they don't necessarily have to vote for him after the first ballot, that they could switch? If they don't like him and they don't feel loved by him, they could just vote for somebody else.
That's absolutely true. In fact, that's likely because he hasn't had a ground game. He hasn't recruited. He still can. He could do it in California. He could do it in Texas. Texas has already decided, but the delegates haven't been chosen. But to give you an example, a week ago in Louisiana, even though Trump carried it by 42%, the delegates chosen in Louisiana, most of them are the same people that were selected 4 years before. They were recruited by Mitt Romney, not by Donald Trump, and he's done a poor job at getting his people into those slots. And that means that the establishment is probably going to take control of the rules committee, and they're going to bargain. They're going to say, we want things. We want to know the type of person you'll nominate to the Federal Reserve. We want to know if some of the companies that sponsor the Republican Party will still be fast-tracked to what we call corporate welfare, direct money from the federal government. There'll be a lot of deals that will be made if Donald Trump does not have a commanding control of his own delegation.
Doug, what are the risks for the party of that scenario in the age of TV and mass media? You know, we talked earlier about some of the brokered conventions of the past. They were all in sort of the closed-door era of politics anyway, before open primaries. This sounds like a very ugly scenario that just hurts the party no matter what comes out, particularly if it's Donald Trump versus the establishment.
yes and no. Remains to be seen. We're in uncharted waters here. Understand the corporations that support the Democrat Party and the Republican Party also support the television networks and the newspapers. So it's kind of like sausage. Do you want to really see it being made, or do you want to throw it in with the tomato sauce and the spaghetti and just enjoy it? So we don't know how open it'll be. The internet, there's iPhones at these state conventions. A lot of things will be seen that have not previously been seen. But if the mainstream media chooses to turn a blind eye, I can tell you a lot of people are panicked about Donald Trump. They see him as a modern-day Theodore Roosevelt. The conservatives think he's too progressive, and the insiders believe he's a threat to the source of money. He calls them stupid because they don't open it to the lowest bidder. Well, there's a reason it doesn't go to the lowest bidder.
David Avella, let's talk about that. Your take on a contested convention, and then we want to talk about Marco Rubio's delegates, for example, in a contested convention. Where do they go?
The easiest way to think about this is not contested, brokered, it's multi-ballot contest.
And we haven't had a multi-ballot contest, as Dagan smartly pointed out, since 1948. And all trends and all election results to date still suggest that Donald Trump will have the votes or be just short of the votes needed. And no convention is going to deny him the nomination if he comes up 50 votes short in delegates. He'll be the nominee. And that's where we are ultimately headed. Now, what if we do have a multi-ballot convention? You have to know the rules. And as Albert Einstein said, know the rules and use them better than everyone else. And that's what all these candidates are doing. Trump just last week announced a very experienced team of delegate gatherers headed by Ed Brookover. Ted Cruz has a very smart delegate recruitment event. That process is just starting now. States are just deciding who the men and women are who are going to go to the convention to be their delegates. And that fight is going on, and Doug referenced it, is that this is a lot of the one-on-one stuff, and Trump now is starting to make calls to these individuals. I do think it was somewhat ironic that Northern Marianas is the territory that gave Trump the eighth state that he needs to win a majority of delegates. It wasn't one of the 50 states that actually put him over the top to make that rule. So, look, you got to know the rules going into these multi-ballot contests, but we talk about this every election cycle. Oh, this is going to be the year that we're going to have a multi-ballot convention, and it doesn't happen.
I don't remember in my lifetime since I started voting, talking about it like this. I remember what happened in 76 with Gerald Ford. Doug, just really quickly, do you think that this goes the way of Gerald Ford over Ronald Reagan, where it's one ballot and that's it?
I tend to think it will be decided probably even before the convention starts. But so much is at stake, you've got to have those possibilities covered. And I've tracked the Rubio votes. Those are splitting about 50% for Rubio on the first ballot by the laws of the state party. And 50% are already assigned to other candidates because of the state GOP rules in those conventions. I can give you the breakdown of where they've gone.
Yeah. Okay. Doug, great insights. We so appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Maria.
We'll see you soon, sir.
Dagan.
Doug Weed joining us there. Coming up, great news for your wallet. The Dow back in the green for the year. Oil back above $40 a barrel.